This is Brian Hill, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week we've been celebrating, you know, parallel Earths, multiple dimensions, whatever you want to call it, because in 1 week's time, we had Smash Bros. Ultimate, we had the CW Arrowverse crossover Elseworlds, and we had Sony's animated Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse all come out, and they all deal with, you know, going into the multiverse and doing things, and it's really cool. They're all a whole lot of fun. Yesterday, we went over the Elseworlds stuff. I'm not going to really dive into a review for Smash Bros. Because, one, I haven't played it a whole lot. And, two, I don't really know what I'm doing. So, there's that. But, it's a lot of fun. The little bit I've played has been a whole lot of fun. So, take that, you know, what you will. But, if you like Smash Bros., I'm sure you'll like it. Now, today, we're going to talk about the Spider-Verse. Into the Spider-Verse. And what I thought about it, what it's about, everything like that. Needless to say, full spoilers. Spoilers everywhere. It just, yeah, needs to happen. So, this is a movie that was written by, or based on a story by Phil Lord, who, Lord and Miller, is produced by Phil Lord and Chris Miller, people behind Last Man on Earth, Lego Movie, everything. Really, really funny guys. And it features a whole slew of spider people. The main character is Miles Morales, who is the Ultimate Spider-Man. And he is voiced by Shemiek Moore, who is an actor and a rapper, and really just kind of getting started. But he's already been nominated for some Critics' Choice Awards and everything, so definitely a guy to keep your eye on. And then you have Peter Parker. Now, this is something I didn't know that's pretty cool. There's two Peter Parkers. You have the Ultimate Peter Parker, who dies in the first few minutes of the movie. And then you have our Peter Parker, the 616 Parker, Peter Benjamin Parker, who comes in. Well, I didn't know they were voiced by two different people. The first one is voiced by Chris Pine, Captain Kirk himself. Just, he doesn't have a whole lot of lines, but it's still pretty neat. And then you have Jake Johnson come in as the older, less refined Parker, and that was really cool. You have Gwen Stacy, who they call Spider-Woman in this movie, even though she's really called Ghost Spider now, and that's Hailee Steinfeld, who's in the new Bumblebee movie. Miles' uncle is Aaron Davis, who we find out, I guess, is our first big spoiler. He's also the Prowler, who helped kill the first Spider-Man and everything, and he's played by Mahershala Ali, who has been in lots of things. I'm trying to think what people would recognize him from. He was Cottonmouth in Luke Cage. He was in Alphas, which was a great, great show. The 4400, he was in a lot of those. He was in the new Predators movie that came out in 2010. Free Stage Run. Yeah, he's been in a lot of things. Oh, he was in the Hunger Games, the last one, Mockingjay. So he does a really good job. Then you have Miles' dad, Jefferson Davis, who's Brian Tyree Henry, not in a whole lot of stuff, but best known for, he plays Paperboy in Atlanta, which has gotten him a lot of awards and things, and showed up in a couple episodes of This Is Us, so really only kind of recently jumping on the scene as well. There's a nice mixture of old and new talent in here. And for those of you that don't know, Jake Johnson, he's from New Girl. That's probably what he's best known as. And he was in the new Mummy movie that came out that was I liked. Lily Tomlin plays Mae Parker. She's been on everything. Yeah, we're not going to go over all of her stuff. Luna Lauren Velez plays Rio Morales, who is Miles' mother. That's one thing that they do really cool is people outside of comics may not realize that Miles is African-American and Cuban. But in this movie, he speaks a lot of Spanish as well. So that I'm glad they, you know, embraced that and really just kind of ran with it and did stuff. The lady who plays his mom was on Oz and Dexter and a couple of other things here and there, but those have been her longest running things. John Mulaney is Peter Porker, Spider-Ham. He's a phenomenal writer. He's written for just about every, you know, stand-up, Saturday Night Live. He had his own show on Fox that lasted a few episodes. And yeah, he's a really, really funny guy. And this was actually his first film role, so that's interesting. Nick Cage is Spider-Man Noir. It's Nick Cage. That's all you need to know. Liev Schreiber is the Kingpin. Now, with the Kingpin, they went with really heavy from the Bill Skitsvitz, however you say his name, design, where Kingpin is this big mountain of a man. Like, he is super intimidating, and he fills the screen when he's there. I think it's really neat. As much as I love Vincent D'Onofrio and Michael Clark Duncan, their portrayal of Kingpin, you know, and they're big guys, but, you know, really, if you go back to, like, Spider-Man the Animated Series from the 90s, that was Kingpin, this big, huge dude, and in this movie, they bring that back a lot, and since it's a cartoon, you can do that, so it's really fun. You have Penny Parker, who is Spider, voiced by Kimiko Glynn, who she's probably best known for Orange is the New Black. She's been on a lot of those, and BoJack Horseman, so Netflix stuff, but she is really good. Brings kind of a weird balance of young bounciness and a lot of intelligence to the role, so it's really neat. And in our next spoiler, the last scene, the after credit scene, we have Miguel O'Hara, who's the Spider-Man 2099, and we have Oscar Isaac as him, and that's really cool. You also have Catherine Hahn as Doc Ock, Zoe Kravitz as MJ, Lake Bell was Vanessa Fisk. That's really about it. You have a couple people kind of show up, and then Stan Lee has a cameo, kind of two cameos, but the cameo he has in the movie is heavy, like, especially now. He's the one that gives Miles a Spider-Man, or doesn't give, he sells it to him, a Spider-Man costume. And that, you know, in this movie that is funny and everything, kind of gives you a second, you take a step back, and yeah. So this movie, everybody is talking about how it's the best Spider-Man movie ever made. I can't agree with that. I'm sorry. I just can't quite get on board with that. It is really good. I think Rotten Tomatoes has it like a 97%. IMDb has it like an 8.5, 8.8. It's a really good movie. The problems I had with it, and we'll get those out of the way. The animation style. It's really neat that everybody kind of has their own animation style, but they wanted to homage the older comics that weren't printed right. So there are times where if there's two people having a conversation, the person not talking, like the person not in the foreground, is a little blurry. I went and saw it with one of my buddies, and we thought we were watching we forgot to get our 3D glasses for a 3D movie, because that's what it looks like at times. So that's a little unnerving. Also, they do the let's start from the beginning a few too many times. I mean, they make a joke about it, but it definitely wears on you and is not as... I didn't think it was as funny as they intended it to be. There are a lot of funny moments and a lot of serious moments, too. This film is kid-friendly. It's family-friendly, but it's not a kid's movie. It does deal with loss and death and, you know, great power, great responsibility and everything. Like I said, Spider-Man 2, the Raimi Spider-Man 2, will always be my favorite Spider-Man movie. This one probably ties Homecoming for my second favorite. Because it's strong. It really is. And seeing some of these characters, like seeing Spider-Gwen and the different Parkers and Miles Morales, it is really neat. And the plot, that's kind of a problem because we find out late in the game that the reason Kingpin's making this interdimensional thing is to bring his wife and son back because they died. Maybe if they would have done that a little earlier so Kingpin didn't seem so much of a jerk or something, I don't know. But, you know, you have five spider people you have to introduce and tell their stories and do everything and let them get along and still have Miles, you know, become the hero and grow into his own. And there's a whole lot going on in this movie. And sometimes it is. It does get a little convoluted, but it always manages to reel itself back in and have fun with it. The scene where they're all talking about all the people they lost, you know, to become the spider person they are is sad. Some of the Peter and Aunt May stuff is really good. It knows what it is and has fun with it. You know, it makes fun of the Raimi and the Amazing Spider-Man stuff a little bit. But I recommend it. I'd probably give it about a 7 out of 10, 7.5 out of 10. It's worth watching. It's enjoyable. I'm going to buy it when it comes out. There's no question there. But we should... It's fun but flawed. It's what I think. Let me know what you think. You can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there. Email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I'd love to hear from everybody. It's always a joy to see what you think about these movies we talk about when we go see. Make sure you subscribe to our channel. That way you get all the shows we have, which is a lot. And it's definitely for the price of free, you get your money's worth. I promise that. But otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. Everybody have a great weekend. Go see Spider-Man. Let me know what you think. I'm Lance, and we'll see you next time.